So grab a lead, hang on to a lead, feel like that's a little bit more of what you guys are looking for?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've done it a lot this year. We had a couple hiccups here and there with leads. So it's something that, you know, we obviously preach and we need to be good at, because those are the situations that you could find yourself in the playoffs, right? So thought we did a good job tonight. Didn't give them too much. Other than the first, I thought it was pretty solid game.
This 100-point mark for you, I see some guys congratulating you, giving you some hugs. I know it's probably a bigger deal for everyone else than you, but how do you feel about that?
I feel very fortunate. You know, obviously very, very happy about it. But, you know, this is my job. This is what I get paid to do, right? And, you know, I couldn't do it without any of these guys in here. And I'm well aware of that and very appreciative of, you know, them, you know, finding me and putting me in the right spot. So I'm very happy about that.
So I think there's five other guys from European guys that have got four 100-point seasons like you or more, and their names are like Jari Kurri and Teemu Selänne and Peter Stastny and Alex Ovechkin. What's it? You're in a really small group of the greatest European players ever. What's that like?
it's pretty cool. It's pretty great hockey players there. Yeah, again, you know, I've been very fortunate to have played with some amazing players. You know, Nuge, Connor, Hines, Kaner, all those guys. Even the years prior, you know, they find me and they put me in spots where I can succeed. And you know, I obviously don't want that to go unnoticed. So, big time thank you to them.
What do you think your dad would say if he was here? What would he say to you when you talk to him?
He doesn't give me too many compliments. He just tells me stick to what I do and keep going, keep pushing. It's always the same, but I'm sure he's proud.
I know you're very proud being from Germany, and the, you know, young guy Stutzel tonight scores too. There's a German contingent of fans that came over and probably couldn't have asked for a better script to see both of their guys score and, you know, your team win. But how much do you take? He's talked a lot about how you're a guy he really looks up to and kind of the face of German hockey moving forward. How important is that to you?
Yeah, it's a huge honor. If that's the way he sees me, then you know, that is a big honor to me. He's a heck of a player himself, so he certainly doesn't have to you know, shy away from anything himself. So, but if I can take in that role, then I'll gladly do that. And hopefully, there's going to be more and more German players coming up, and you know, having a big time impact on NHL teams.
Warren Fogel drops on your wing here. It seems like, you know, they put him in there a few times and he seems to be able to make things happen, and it works fairly well. What are you seeing from him when he's there?
Yeah, he's playing good. He's playing really good hockey. He's tenacious. He's good on the forecheck. He can make a play when time is there. So I really enjoy playing with him. He's been really good.
There's a little room for you, I guess, too, right, with his size and now he's...
Yeah, absolutely. He's physical. He's good on the forecheck. He creates loose pucks, and that's obviously... I think we all know that I'm not the greatest forechecker in the world, so it's nice to have that part on my line. So I'm very happy and appreciative of the work he does.
That rush up ice, like he was beating one guy short of it being pretty.
Yeah, it was amazing. He's fast. He's a bull out there. So like I said, he's playing some good hockey right now.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.